This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Elon Musk, where are you? Bring your ass over here so you can see who's here and what we're doing. We're not afraid of you. We know that you are the co-president now of the United States of America.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Oh, man, Mad Max is Unchained, Ryan Wiggins. How are you?
I'm doing great. Man, it's interesting how mad they are at an unelected person being involved in government.
Isn't it something?
Considering there are, like, what, 800,000 other people who are unelected in government.
I love all the pictures of Hillary Clinton and Anthony Blinken and all these people with their arms around Alex Soros, the son of George Soros, who's got his money and every Democratic activity you could imagine. But it's not okay that Elon Musk volunteers for free to go help root out government waste.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, how much money we're spending as taxpayers slash people who can print money, apparently, because they're just yeah. printing it like crazy. Yeah. And funneling it through all these NGOs to people like Soros and other random leftist foundations. I mean, it's constant. That's the trouble. I brought this thing. This is all about the payments that the media have gotten from government that are being revealed. And I'm sure there's more to come. You know, this is just scratching the surface. But the problem with finding these things, like the Clinton Foundation, for
yes.
instance, is you start looking into it, and the mainstream media, which, by the way, might be on the public dole,
yeah.
is
yes.
looking into it, quote unquote, for you, and they're determining, well, they only got X amount, and it's not that high. And it's like all you're doing is looking at their tax returns. That's not even the claim. The claim is that they're funneling it through all these different organizations, and the media just stops there.
So here's the thing about that, and I've looked at some of those flow charts where people have had little arrows drawn from this agency that it initially went to, and then part of it was sent to this agency, and then to this NGO, which eventually sent however much it was, $83 million of this money to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation. And everybody's like, well, look, they're enriching the Clintons is what they're doing here. It's like it's the definition of money laundering when you look at it. And the reason they can claim they're not money laundering is that, well, all we did was send it to this original
right.
NGO. We had no control over what happened to the money after that. Well, that's a problem.
Yes.
What you say is, I'm giving you this money for what you're doing. It's not for you to redistribute as you see fit to somebody else.
Right.
Why were those controls never put on it? Because it was set up to launder money.
But what the media is doing to trick really easily gullible people, apparently, because it's
yes.
so easy to get around this argument, is looking at the end product. Well, what does your tax return say? Well, your tax return is not going to show that you got direct payments from USAID.
No, it's not.
I mean, it shows little tiny bits, but it's going to show that you got payments from this and this and this and this and this and this and this, and all of them got funneled through USAID.
Yep.
So why they stop there? I think we know the answer is because they don't want to know the truth. They don't want you to know the truth.
I don't want to steal your thunder here, but did I read it correctly that the BBC was receiving U.S. tax dollars to support the British Broadcasting Corporation? Did you hear that?
So the weird thing with the media ones is that some of those claims are not true. The BBC is true, though.
Okay.
The BBC is receiving, I think it's $1.9 million.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's not as much as Politico. So, but why are we giving $1.9 million, almost $2 million to the BBC every year? It's not propping them up. That's not a huge portion of their budget.
Correct.
But we're buying influence. And guess whose influence is getting it? Not the U.S. Democrats. It's one-party influence. It's not the U.S. that's benefiting from this influence.
Yeah, that may be one of those situations where if you were funding a media source inside of an enemy country or a country that wasn't a strong ally, you could argue, well, maybe the CIA is using that to try to influence public opinion in that country for the U.S. But for God's sake, we don't need to do that in Great Britain, do we?
No. And plus, they're only writing all their stuff is all anti-Trump, too.
Yes.
So if you go look at it, you know how I know? You can go look at their website yourself and find anything you want. You can see what kind of news reporting they're doing. It's not pro-Trump. It's pro-Democrat.
Was all this set in motion under Biden over the last 4 years? Or was any of this, for example, put in place under Obama and it just somehow flew under the radar?
It depends, because all of it's different. You know, this one might be that, this one might be different. You know, a lot of it's going to be looking at the last 4 years in particular, but a lot of the programs would have started many years ago, and then they just grow and grow and grow to the point where they're so bloated now that it actually is a problem. Whereas originally it was like, that's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But they just, anything they can use, like FEMA.
Yeah.
If it looks good, well, great, then you're going to fund it. And then they're going to say, well, you can't defund this. It's a good thing, but they're using it inappropriately. Well,
no government program's ever gotten smaller.
Yeah.
No.
Right? That's
yeah.
the problem. And some of them were bloated, and the baseline budgeting is you use every dime they give you so that next year you can ask for more. You never want to have money left over at the end of the year. That's how these bureaucrats work.
Well, it came out yesterday. Fox News was reporting that the federal government last week, I guess, basically secretively sent millions and tens of millions of dollars to fund the illegals who were staying in these, in some cases, ritzy hotels in New York, instead of that money being directed where it should have gone, which is to the people who are still trying to recover from these hurricanes.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration,
California, wildfires.
They just lied about it, too, because they have Corinne Jean-Pierre saying, no, we're like literally not doing that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they find, well, yes, you absolutely were doing that exact thing.
Right.
And so, lying about it.
So what about the stories about Politico? Heard two different versions of it. One, that money was going directly to Politico, and another that through different various agencies, not just USAID, but public officials were spending $30,000 taxpayer dollars a year on Uber, super Uber services or something from Politico. And that equaled millions of dollars going to them.
So you can fact check some of these that are floating around Twitter and elsewhere and say some of those are bloated and not quite true. Politico, that is true. That has been happening. And they made this special subscription service to something called Politico Pro or whatever. And you paid between $10,000 and $44,000 per subscription to it.
Man.
To the tune of about $8 million that we know of. And so that's a way of sort of legal money laundering, because they technically didn't do anything illegal. They just made this insane subscription.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Tier that only the government was basically buying. Nobody's buying that. You could get on Politico and get everything for free.
Yeah.
Why would you buy a subscription anyway? So they made this separate thing. So by the way, that's another thing. If you look up this story in mainstream media, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to say, well, there's a lot of false reporting about this. And you get into it and you're like, well, the only false reporting is that it was going to Politico. They go, no, it's actually Politico Pro.
Oh, okay.
I mean, who cares? But that absolutely was happening. And, you know, some of the New York Times ones, though, I looked into, and there were a lot of people in the federal government getting subscriptions, but their subscriptions weren't that crazy level. So about $1.6 million went to New York Times. That's a lot of money, but it's not. It doesn't look like it was laundered the same way as Politico. So some of these claims that you're looking at, you go, well, maybe there's a backdoor. You know, maybe they're saying some of this stuff was going in a different way, like the NGOs. But because the Politico one's true, you're like, well, why wouldn't they use that model elsewhere, too? So they look like maybe some of the New York Times ones aren't true.
Government-funded media.
But there is a lot of money going to these organizations, partly because, you know, if you have a million people as part of your government, well, then if you have that many people buying a subscription, naturally you're just going to have a lot of money going to them.
Yes. So,
but the Politico one beats them all. That one's crazy.
Yes, it did. That one beats them all. Ryan, remind people when they can see Wiggins America.
Yeah, 7 to 8 Saturday morning, 7 to 8 Sunday night.
Don't miss it.
Get more at 971talk.com.